And it's like, and it's been, I mean, it's been fine. Like, it has been sad, but I just, for some reason, I feel this, like, nagging desire to, like, make sure everybody knows, like, or I would always just say this is Line Out, it was weird today. I was like, you know, like, my mom's only child, so, you know, everyone that Jima had on this earth, family-wise, was me and my sisters, and my mom and dad, you know, and then now some, like, the married siblings and such. I mean, that was everyone that Jima had, and so she was always with us everywhere, all of the time, our entire life. So it felt much more, you know, like a direct family member, like maybe a parent or something, passing away. And that's, and I think I'm kind of rambling. I'm not even following this. But the goal here is to just touch on some of the nuances and help you guys realize like how important Jima was to us, and more than not to help you guys maybe spark some memories and things that you have with her as well. And that's what I mean. But when I see certain faces, it's really, like I realize the memories that I haven't been thinking about as I see some of you. Oh yeah. And one last side thought, this, that scripture that says it ends with take no thought for this, and then what you shall put on. I did want to point out that completely 100% does not apply, to Jima, that part of the scripture, because she always cared what she was wearing. And she liked to look good for good occasion. Like, if we were going out, she cared what she was wearing. Towards the end of her life, she forgot. She couldn't remember a ton of stuff. Like, and her mind was kind of going. It was in lots of different situations. But there were a few things that she would always remember. She would always remember if the outfit I picked out for her on a Sunday, if she had worn it last week. She never forgot that. And for me and Carly, like, sometimes we kind of wanted the path of least resistance. I was like, oh, this is an easy outfit. We'll do this one or whatever. And it was like, no, I wore that one last week. And I'm like, nobody cares. And I didn't remember. But she cared. And she always remembered that. Never forgot it. So yeah. And then besides the fact that you're up, she also was almost never happy with the outfit I picked out anyways. So she always like, these don't go together. Like that kind of thing. So yeah, Jima cared about what she was putting on. That was her one great sin in life. So just talking about a couple of things, and we kind of talked as a family last night and been gathering some memories, and I've even been thinking of some here. I'm just going to try to breeze through a couple of things, tell a couple quick stories. So Jima was like a parent to us. She was always, last night I was talking to Bishop Richardson and his wife, you know, they have, I think, 5 kids, right? And we were talking about how, like, as you start having more kids, your life kind of becomes, like, your schedule fills up with just getting your kids places they need to be. And that's kind of how Jima was for us. Like, she would always drive my sisters to dance practices. After my family moved to American Fork and we lived with her for a short while here, she would meet my mom at a halfway point. That was, like, a normal thing. Like, oh, we're meeting Jima at the halfway point. It was just, like, everybody knew what that was. Everybody knew exactly where that was. And it was, like, she would take us... She would take us to all of her different things, and it was kind of like having this third parent that we could always count on to get us places. And if we needed, you know, back when she was still answering her cell phone, like, you could communicate with her more easily and count on her to show up, you know, we'd call her up, and she would help us. She would drive us places. I've driven from here to Washington, where we used to live with Jima, a couple times, and it was like she was just another person, another caregiver in our life to take care of us. And I mean, she's the one that she scrapbooked us. We were like her kids, you know. There's all these scrapbooks upstairs that my mom didn't put together, that they were, and maybe that's a normal grandma thing, but like, it's like we have all these scrapbooks of things that Jima just did, because she, it was like we were her children to her, and she treated us that way. So some other things, I thought about, like, how do I need to describe Jima, like some of the nuances of her character. One, I was like, Jima loved animals. Like, she loved, and to the end of her life, she loved animals. And my dad would talk about when he was dating my mom that she would save scraps of lobster and, like,